New Delhi. India's Department of Telecommunications has unveiled new cybersecurity rules that will change how millions use their favorite messaging apps. Platforms such as WhatsApp, Telegram, Signal, Airtel, Snapchat, and ShareChat will soon be required to keep users tied to the same SIM card they used during registration. The directive, issued last week, means web-based companions like WhatsApp Web will automatically log users out every 6 hours once the system is implemented. The move is aimed at closing loopholes exploited by cyber fraudsters, many of whom operated accounts without the original SIM or from locations outside India. By binding an app to a physical SIM, officials believe user activity can be traced more accurately and misuse can be curbed. According to the circular, users will have 90 days to adjust. After that window, apps will not work unless the original SIM is inserted in the device. Platforms must also file a detailed compliance report within 4 months, outlining how they will meet the new requirements. The regulations stem from the Telecommunications Cybersecurity Amendment Rules 2025, which created a new category known as the Telecommunication Identifier User Entity. To comply, platforms will require access to the IMSI number stored on a user's SIM, forcing global services like WhatsApp to rework parts of their architecture specifically for India. The change is set to disrupt the multi-device flexibility that many depend on, particularly those who keep WhatsApp Web open throughout the workday. Frequent logouts, mandatory SIM checks, and restrictions on remote access are expected to make everyday use far more rigid. Tech companies have raised concerns, saying the rules could undermine user privacy, weaken the convenience of linked devices, and cause problems when traveling. Telecom operators, however, have welcomed the decision, arguing that stronger identity verification is essential to tackling rising cases of messaging-based scams. As platforms begin preparing for system overhauls, users across India may soon have to rethink how they communicate, work, and stay connected online.